Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening with your San Diego Padres?
That's a fair ball. Paul Fair over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday. Right here on Gwynn and Chris on your home of the Padres. 97.3 The Fan.
Matt, sorry we had to give you the proper introduction. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. All right, just relaxing on a Friday afternoon. I know you guys got the ball game tonight. Obviously, we all know the team's in a little bit of a skid, but how's the mood around this team right now? How are you guys keeping it together?
I think we're all still good. I mean, obviously, I think it's been a thing. We just haven't really put a game together yet. You know, I think it's been when the offense is good, we haven't. And as a bullpen, we've kind of struggled. And then, when the offense struggles and we pitch well. So it's kind of just, we haven't put a game together yet. But, I mean, the mood's still good. We're still positive we're going to come out of this. So, I think it's just a matter. We need to start playing, team games and putting everything together in once, and we'll start winning.
Matt, you've been in this league and have been on different teams and different roles. Right now, it seems like you're coming in and you're having multiple innings, one outing, and the next outing you might have one. How is the preparation different for a guy who's coming in the later innings in general?
Later innings, obviously, you don't really have to sit there and stress in the first couple of innings, so kind of like you're waiting until like the fifth inning to start getting ready and getting stretched out. But obviously, I think being a long guy too, like, start struggling in the first couple innings, that's when we start getting ready for those outings. So I think that's a good thing we have in this bullpen. We have a lot of versatility. We've got a lot of guys that can go, a couple innings if we need it, or they can be late inning guys. So I think we have a really good bullpen in that aspect, that we do have many guys that can, provide a lot of different roles.
Yeah, this Padre bullpen has been lights out for so long that I think everybody was a little stunned here in the last week and a half that a couple of games got away. I'm sure you guys are more upset about it than anybody else. Is there talk amongst you guys when things don't go right, or is it just kind of an unspoken thing that, you got your support of everybody down there, and it's just time to get it turned back around?
Yeah, I think it's obviously nobody's really going to rag on each other. It's just more thing. We're trying to help each other. For me, I'm trying to learn. I've never really been in that kind of role. So for me, it's trying to learn, doing it back-to-back days and different things like that, like how to kind of mix things up. You're not just getting a set rhythm and trying to attack guys the same way. So guys, I think are learning. We don't have, I don't think, the most experience down there in the late innings. So I think it's a learning process for some of us. But it's good. We got guys down there that are able to talk to us that have done it for a long time. So we got a good mesh with that, and we got a really good group of bullpen guys. We get along really well, and it's a fun group to be with. So we're always very positive and supporting of each other, and we're trying to help each other, get through it during the tough times.
Matt Whistler, Padres reliever, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Friar Friday. Matt, listen, we hear a lot about Coors Field, the altitude, and that, pitchers aren't supposed to have success there. But could you kind of get more specific? How does the altitude actually affect the baseball when you guys are throwing it?
So it's a little bit thinner air. So I think, it's equates to some stuff. Like for me, the force team, I think, has a little bit more ride to it here because the air is lighter, which I think that kind of plays up. And for me pitching here, my two-seam would change up when I used to throw a change-up more. I struggle with those ones, getting the ball to move as much in the thin air. For me, like when it comes to breaking balls, the get me over breaking balls don't really break as much here, so you can't really baby anything. To me, I think as long as you throw your breaking balls correctly, you're going to have the same amount of break on them as you normally do. It's just a matter of you can't throw me that get me over flip in there, because those are the ones that just spin, and those guys see those all the time here, so those get hit. But obviously your stuff has to be a little more crisp here. You don't get away with as many mistakes, but I mean, if you make your pitches, everything still moves the same.
Matt Whistler of the Padres is with us. You do have a great slider. We've seen it on display throughout this season, Matt, and a pitch that you've kind of come up with during your major league career. Why that pitch, and why have you been able to learn it so well?
I think for me, it's just one thing I've been able to do since I was young and really started learning a curveball. I've always been able to spin the ball a little bit. That's kind of made me, got me in my career so far. But I think just kind of I learned it from Willie Blair, the old Fort Wayne coach and the bullpen coach up here my first year with the Padres down in Fort Wayne. So this pitch I've been working on now, this is my eighth year, throwing the same grip. So the years get, deeper and deeper. I think the last couple of years I've made some mechanical adjustments that, for me, I'm able to stay back on and get it out front. And I think the last 2 years has probably been the most consistent I've ever had it. I know early in my career I would have it, some games would be really good, some games I would just lose it for a couple starts at a time. That's where I get in some trouble. So I just try and work on it, obviously throughout the year as much as I can. And I'm just working on getting off the mound. And I've made some adjustments to it in the last couple of years. Like I said, with the mechanical stuff, it's just made it easier to throw.
Matt, this is your second stint with the Padres, right? You started your career here, were traded, you found your way back. How much of a different pitcher are you now compared to your first stint with the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, back then, obviously, a lot younger. I never made it up, but, obviously that too, I was starting. So coming back as a full-time reliever for now, it's been a little bit different. It's been, it hasn't been like the greatest of 4 years that I was away, but I think I've kind of grown up a lot as a person in those 4 years, and kind of learned, what it's going to take for me to be successful up here. Now it's just a matter of, whether I can do it or not. So it's been a good, I had a good 4 years between Atlanta and Cincinnati. I met a lot of good people and I learned a lot of stuff. But coming back here, and now it's at a point where, this is kind of a make, trying, I got to figure it out. I'm getting up there now. So it's been a good 4 years, and hopefully I can put it together here with the pod.
Matt, real quick, I just want to run through your the stats of his senior season in high school. He went to high school in Ohio. He had a 0.17 ERA.
Is that good?
Yeah, but he was 6-1. He lost a game with the 0.17 ERA.
How is that possible?
Yeah, that's a tough loss right there. Had a chance to play at Ohio State, but you chose to sign with the Padres. Obviously, was Cincinnati kind of fun for you going back to Ohio, playing with the Reds?
Yeah. It was cool, yeah. I mean, obviously, Atlanta wasn't too far away, being on the East Coast. Same time zone stuff made it pretty easy, too. But, yeah, being in Ohio was cool. I mean, I was only there for a month, but to be that close and, I have family and stuff, be able to come down, all the time made it a lot easier.
Well, Matt, we all wish you guys the best of luck. Everybody in San Diego is rooting for you guys to get it turned here. Let's start it tonight in Denver against these Rockies, and we'll be all waiting for you guys to get home next week against Milwaukee. Thanks for spending some time with us. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is on Friar Fridays. Matt Whistler on the SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Reader's Poll. Daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It's better.
Like the sheriff's deputy or a spokesperson who said at the end, he ultimately did get back on the court without displaying credentials, which means that seems like an extra jab to me that the officer was in the right for stopping him.
Of course it's an extra jab for a misdemeanor on this, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's a little silly.
All right, let's get to the last.
We have other more important things to be dealing with, I hope.
Let's do this quick so we can give away our winner. But with the NBA season officially in the books, the Westgate Superbook has released their championship odds for next season. In the initial odds for the 2019-2020 season, the Lakers are forecasted to have 9-2 odds to have the best chance of winning an NBA title, with the Clippers and Bucks right behind them. Chris, would you make that bet?
I think it would be one of the dumbest bets you could ever make.
Right?
Not because I don't think the Lakers can win, but I would like a lot better than 9-2 odds on the Lakers at this point before they get another player or two.
Yeah.
I think it would be a really bad time to, how you bet or sell high and buy low?
Yeah.
You'd be doing the opposite if you pick the Lakers right now. Wait till they're back to 25-1.
Tony, what do you think? Would you make that bet?
No, I agree with Chris. Give me better odds right now, because the people that you're assuming are going to be on the team are not on there right now, and that's when you're asking me to place the bet. So I'm going to need better odds. Vegas is getting over on people on this one if people are taking these odds right now, because the Lakers...
I think that's what they're doing.
If let's be honest, and you guys know I'm the biggest Laker fan there is. They have no business being on the top right now based on what we just literally saw from Toronto.
And the fact that Milwaukee had the best record in the league last year, or this year.
Or Denver, for that matter. And
they're speculating.
Portland, for that matter.
How about all of the teams that finished ahead of the Lakers, which is like 20?
Right.
All right, good way to close out the week, guys, in the Big Five.
That's all for the Big Five from Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.